to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
What was all the commotion about, though? Because I was smoking outside. What is going on inside here?
What happened?
I don't know. You guys are talking about pussies. What was going on?
No, man. The pussy talk was Ghost Lady. She was giving us advice on pussy. And I'm like, never listen to a married woman's advice on pussy. It's the most subjective, opinionated, biased advice. What advice were you giving on pussy? She said, pussy's pussy. So she was saying, husband, when you get home, you can get anywhere. I'm like, no.
I was just trying to summarize the debates that we're having about whether it's a which is better, shaven or unshaven. So
I said,
guys, pussy is pussy. You know, so that's where you caught me.
No.
And then you started coming for me.
If you hook up with a girl, né, and it's the first day, time, you are right, partially.
Oh, partially.
You are partly right.
Cloudy.
Once we are, hey, there's other pussies that are partly cloudy. The clouds are black. They are here and there, sparsely distributed.
It's guacqua.
Ngamafu. Therefore, you don't mafu her. You know, I'll mafu it. Because ngamafu already. You can't muff a girl on a muff already there, you know? She's muffed already. So I was like, if you meet, hook up with a girl for the first time. Hey, and she's not shaven. Shaving is not a problem once we are together and we've, like, had sex 100 times. It's like, whatever. But her first impressions, it means she was never thinking you're going to get there. Because girl who's muffed, not muffed. A girl who's shaven the first time. And you know that moment where you drop the underwear and she's shaven? You are like, wow. So this is the moment you also built up to. It's the moment you looked forward to. You wanted this.
But what white dude makes you think that she did this for you? What if it's just generally?
Girls aren't just shaven, Ginger. Girls don't shave, I will be honest.
We've got appointments, like, monthly. You just know, this is my appointment to get shaven.
Has a nigga ever been luckily gotten a shaven pussy from you? Luckily.
She's married.
No. She didn't lie before she was married.
But you can't ask that. She's married, man.
I never did it for niggas. That's the, yeah.
For niggas? You want them niggas?
Yes, I always prepared it for niggas.
No, let's be honest, bro. Okay, can I ask a question?
Okay.
Do single girls shave randomly when they're not anticipating sex?
I know people who've got, like, that's why I'm raising the stake.
You know people, but you've never.
No, okay, it's been long since I've just been a single woman and just the
random. When you were single, did you just shave randomly?
That's why I said I used to prepare it for me, guys.
You've answered me. Zozo. This is the reason why you're in the studio.
Yes, Zozo.
Give us. Do single ladies just shave randomly or they shave in anticipation? Because from my experience, and I've been told, you guys shave in anticipation.
Generally, yes. Oh, okay. Look,
I'm looking.
No, listen, I think I can't speak for every woman. I can't speak for every woman, but I think how often you shave is dependent on one, how active you are sexually.
If I laugh
with
the
massage. No,
you've answered my question.
Yes. So No.
If sexual activity influences your shaving.
No. It depends on how active you are sexually, number one. And number two, it depends on what you think of a shaved vagina versus a vagina that's not shaved. There are some women who are okay with not having a shaved vagina.
It depends on when you're going to have sex. So you've answered my question.
It doesn't have to be about me specifically. Just generally.
Hey, Meg,
are you shaving or not? Are you shaving or not?
Yeah.
Currently. Am I shaving currently?
Let's see.
You want to check, this lady? Am I shaving or not? I think I'm okay. I'm good enough.
I'm good enough.
So what's good enough? I'm good enough.
No, we don't want to see. No, we don't want to see. Don't debate it. We do not want to see. Sirati.
I'm good enough.
I'm good enough.
We don't want to see.
And ladies and gentlemen, yeah. We are back. Podcast and chill, coming at you live from Mashabela Studios. If you want to use these studios, make sure you email podcast@mashabela.co.za. Also, we are sponsored by Striped Horse.
That's the shit. Oh, where's the stout?
I was on a game drive this week, ne?
You on a?
Game drive. And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, this shit is weird, man. Because it's white people.
Thank you. I know where you're going now.
They came to our land.
Yes.
Found these animals.
Yes.
Now we must pay $700 to see the animals.
Blocked the animals and said, you fucking blacks, come see the animals that we own. They're your animals, but your own. Imagine getting paid to see your own kids. On a Sunday, it's like, pay a white man, I want to see my child. Are you ready? Behave like this when you see your child.
Don't touch.
Behave in a particular manner. You'll be in a bus. And not to say animals are our kids, but they were here with us.
Bro.
I mean, konabantu ibonza abutube.
Yes.
Is what?
Or,
is a
ondlovu.
Ondlovu. You know what I mean? A lot of the times, even when people who are not abongwenya, even sometimes where your animal, abongwenya, where your animal
your family
is not
totem.
Your surname, but it's your totem.
Mm.
So what's these are our...
What's in Piwe?
Yeah,
what's
we've it? Created an animal. He's a beast.
Hey, he is still responding to texts from Road to 1 Million. There's two girls saying, I want to give you a blowjob. Wow. You have been deprived. Wendy is not the one. Am I lying?
What happened with you and Wendy at Sunbed? I probably the one to leave together.
He was supposed to leave with Wendy. Wendy came to Sunbed.
For
and
ski
he was, she was sticking all over him.
Shaving.
I couldn't even talk to her. I couldn't talk to her. She had a mouth full. What happened to you and Wendy?
Stop it.
What happened to you and Wendy? No, give him the mic. Talk. He was supposed to leave with Wendy at St. Peter Arena. Mashabela would be proud. A blowjob, not in his office. He'd be proud.
Who did you leave with at St. Peter?
I left alone, bro.
Because I drove myself. Normally he drives me. I drove myself.
Yeah.
As shocked as I was.
And
so who did you leave with?
I left alone. I spent 4 hours going home.
But you should have fucked for hours.
No.
4 hours.
I was late, man. So.
But the girls were wanting you, your gonads.
Yeah, but there must be...
But they wanted to be on their knees for you.
You're a brand now.
You're a brand. No. You don't know how to take blowjobs, Jay. Even today, if one can come, you'll be like, I'm a brand now. I can't just be getting blowjobs.
Spiwa's got a standard now.
What's his standard? Oh, ghostly. What? Not to us, man. You don't think you don't know.
Tell us.
What's his standard?
He feels like he's a brand. So that's why I'm like, he's got standards now. You know? He
wants... So one is a blow standard. What are you saying?
You're going to get his pure explain.
She built the pass to throw you under it.
Let's call our girl Cyan Bougie, man. We gotta find out what's going on, man.
Oh,
are we gonna call?
Did you see her getting smashed in the sex tape? That's foul, man. Why are niggas sharing? All of us here have sex tapes in this room, and don't argue. I don't want your opinion. I'm telling you, all of you in this room have sex tapes, but you've managed thus far to keep them to yourselves. So what went wrong? You know? Mm. And also, when you trust someone with a sex tape, make sure that they are of mental...
But that wasn't a sex tape, guys. It was 10 seconds, man.
That's not a...
But also, 10 seconds is still sex.
Why would you allow someone to video you and not video themselves? You must make this fair, guys. Ladies.
Well, there was fur. Fair. Lots of fur, wasn't it?
Aye.
It was very fur. It was very fur. Oh, didn't you see the fur black and wild and growing? Like, yes, Sapambili.
Was she squirting, bro?
Yeah.
Damn.
She looked like she was squirting.
Dudu said yes very fast. Too fast.
She's made... Yeah. No. If let's be honest, right? If there's one person who knows how to
make a woman squirt,
come, it's a woman. I got you. It's a woman. Because woman, it's like... You know your body. You know your anatomy. You know the buttons to press, the pressure points, all these things.
Definitely.
That's why generally women get satisfied by women because you know your body. Because
mm-hmm.
how much the money just thrust.
Mm.
Yeah, but so women generally do know. So with that said,
Start us up.
Hey.
How are you, sweetheart?
Oh, I'm surviving. And how are you?
Good, man. You're live on the podcast. So Penduka is here. Zozo is here.
Onazuma. Hello, Onazuma.
Listen, man. Hey, everybody wants to know what was going on with that sex tape.
Sorry. Yeah.
They're calling it a sex tape, but it's not a sex tape, dog. It's 10 seconds, bro.
10 seconds. There's still some sex there.
Okay.
10 seconds.
What do you have to say, Sayan?
I don't know, man. I just feel like this was definitely planned and the nigga definitely had an intention, because I feel like maybe if it was a mistake, he could have like responded to my text as he usually does, you know?
Mm.
So, yeah, I have no words, guys.
Which nigga is it?
Yes, which nigga is it? And when, according to your memory, was this recorded?
So, this happened 2 years ago. And it was with Prince KB.
Oh,
that's Prince KB.
Damn.
Definitely, 100%. Boldly. And I'm saying this, guys, because he was like, what can I say, like the first celebrity that I ever got to, you know, be with. And he demanded like a video and all that. So I thought it was like the right thing to do. Because I wasn't a brand. Guys, and please don't mind my voice. Like, I have, like, the worst kind of feeling.
Don't worry. Go on.
Or the last thing people care.
Yeah, so he
your
like...
Your voice is your voice. You're singing words.
He demanded, like, a video, you know? And I thought it was the right thing to do because, I mean, at that time, he was, like, a big deal to me.
Yes,
you know?
Prince KB, man.
Prince KB.
I'm not, like, a brand. I'm just, like, still a young girl who's just an influencer and... You know?
How old were you in the video?
Yeah, how old? I'm curious for that.
Sorry?
How old were you in the video?
I was only 19.
Oh, so when you say he demanded the video, what was the sexual encounter? Was it a sexual encounter of casual, as in you guys are just liking one another, or was it paid?
No, not at all. It wasn't like, you know, at that time, like, I didn't really know much about the industry and what really happened. Like, it was Zim Bungie. So I didn't demand any money. We were just in Cape Town. I was there to host. He was there to perform. And then he DM'd me. And, yeah, we just met. But I had to go that evening. So he was like, nah, I'll book your flight the next day. So just come through. So, yeah, when he had to take the video, though, he just saw me squirt a lot, and he was like, you know what, can I just please record this? And yeah, I mean, what can I say? Like, I didn't mind because at that time, like I said, he was a big deal to me. So yeah.
He's no longer a big deal now.
Not at fucking all.
But it's big.
But then, so do you think he leaked it, or like, how do you think it came out?
Okay, so for the fact that we never fought after that, like, we were really, really on good terms, okay? Like, we never even had a misunderstanding. We were always talking. He always wanted to meet up, even after what happened like 2 years ago.
Nice.
So, yeah. So when I texted him about that, immediately when I saw the video, he was the first person I tried to call. He was the first person I tried to text. And he just left me on red. So I think maybe if it wasn't his intention, he could have said, oh, this was a mistake, Zion. But he just left me on red. Like, and that's unusual because he usually always responds to me, you know. So, yeah, I don't know. And also, I think, because our last conversation, he wanted me to promote, like, his wine or whiskey, like, some type of whiskey and all that.
Yes.
And I had to charge him for that. So he was so mad. So I don't know if maybe that's one of the reasons why he might have lifted. But I think it's really his intention, because if it wasn't, he was going to respond and say, at least it's a mistake, or maybe my girlfriend saw that and she's the one that, like, it could have came with an explanation. But he didn't say anything. He just left me on red. So, and he started posting his music. Isn't that crazy, guys?
He started pushing his album and whatnot. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
So now you need a sex tape to promote an album. I need to get to work.
Because no one gives a fuck. You just promote your album. So you must give the fuck first. Then we'll give a fuck.
And have you
But honestly, like, I just feel like I was good when the thing went out. And, I mean, it happens. People, you know, always have, like, their own perspectives of everything and their own opinions. But what hurt me was, even after it went out, I didn't even hear, like, a little story, you know, just to, he just wanted to spin things around. So, yo, that was just crazy.
So you spoke to him since the video came out?
I did, but he left me on red. Like,
damn.
Literally, he left me on red.
And
what's on red?
Like blue tick.
Blue tick.
Oh. Like
ghosted,
yeah.
Ghosted.
And then I saw, because, like, how have you been since it came out? Because I saw on your status, you were saying, ah, it's over. You posted a status on WhatsApp saying it's over. How's it been for you since the video?
I mean, honestly, what I care about the most is my family, you know, and their reputation. So I just felt like, wow, this is really bad for them. And I just really wanted to give up, because I can't always, like, act strong and also in all situations. Like, all the time I have trials and all that, and I know I come back better and I come out to the top. But this time I just felt like it was really, really bad. And I didn't think, like, gigs would come the way they're coming now.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Are you going to be booked for
it? I was just in a position to give up.
Yeah, I know you're going to be booked for, like, until December. You're going to be booked.
Yeah, you'll be very booked. I mean, come on now.
And then what about the niggas? Because you posted that and now your niggas, they're going to dump you.
Yo, that was my biggest worry, guys. That was my biggest worry. But I'm glad that I had, like, the best support, you know. Like,
how many are they?
They were just...
Okay.
No, because I want you to understand the support.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not in a committed relationship, so...
Nice.
There are people that I'm seeing, you know, that help me in all sorts of ways. So I'm so happy that they also got to help me emotionally here, because I thought, you know, they would think it's just something that happened recently and all that. So, yeah.
You know, they always say that there's no such thing as bad publicity. Do you think this is one of those situations?
Yeah, I think it is.
Nah, let's be honest. This was really bad. You know, it was really, really bad. And, like, I don't know. I just feel like there is no such thing as bad publicity. Yes, I'm getting gigs. Yes, I'm getting bookings. Yes, the bank is... But the way my bank is just, like, overloaded, that I don't even need any media to help me. But, like, still, emotionally, mentally, like, it's not a good thing.
Ah, fuck, man.
So what are you going to do about it?
So I've already, like, had my lawyer, you know, draft out.
Oh,
like,
shout out. You got a lawyer. Shout out. She's got a lawyer, man.
Oh, shout out. This is Google my wedding. Is she your lawyer?
Yeah, so I got him like dealing with everything. So he's trying by all means to get all the angles so that even if he tries to defend himself, as he always does. So yeah.
Oh, okay. Quick question though.
Based on that, you know.
Now that we know you had sex with Prince KP, how was the sex? Okay. It's my man.
I don't remember.
You don't remember.
He doesn't remember.
And then how do you feel? How do you feel about everybody saying clean shaven, what?
Yeah, what you like?
Yeah.
The condition.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, inwele,
yabo. Yeah. I mean, I was young at that time. I didn't know much, you know. So, like, we need to learn, we need to grow. And if people can understand that, I mean, I don't care about their opinions then because I don't even fucking know them. Mm. So, I'm good with whatever anyone has to say. My biggest issue was my family and my major, period.
What's your family saying? What's your dad saying? Because you're a preacher's child, yeah?
Damn!
I mean, more than anything, they just put their faith in God that it will pass, you know? Like, I don't have any judgment from my family. And I feel like if I did, I wouldn't have survived, like, any situation that I've been through. Like, it's like they already know that they might expect the worst because I'm an influencer and whatever that happens has to be out in the public, you know? Mm. So I have them as my sponge when I need to soak up sorrow. And even if to me, they always act like they're pretty good and they're okay and they're going to pray for me and they're going to help me. But I also worry about their reputation too, you know? So, yeah.
That's crazy.
Wait, Baba Komfundisi?
Yes.
Wow.
What are you saying, wow?
Because I'm surprised. That's why people say, wow, man. Damn.
Listen, man, I want you to describe the feeling when you saw that video trending and what was going through your mind.
So in the beginning, it was like 2 screenshots, right? So it wasn't like a full video. It was just 2 screenshots. And it was cut up like down there, like I couldn't see anything. And I immediately called my manager and I'm like, you know what? I see something that's happening and I swear, even if it's just a screenshot, even if the video wasn't out, guys, I was still going to trend over the screenshot, you know? So I was just like, it's another week of judgments and another week of, yeah, a lot of people putting their insecurities out on me. So yeah, I had to stay strong like I usually do, but it only broke me down when he finally responded and acted like a victim, and I was like, wow.
Crazy, man.
That's crazy.
So,
yeah, that was really crazy.
So I just want to know, going forward, are you going to have a kind of like a rule that you don't take videos or you don't allow the person that you're with to take videos? Or how are you going to go about like just going forward?
I mean, now I'm a brand. So I really, really have
Chesa, you're a brand. Shout out to the brand.
She's a brand.
Brand.
She's a brand.
We got a brand new success.
So I wouldn't like ever let that happen, you know. It was my first time, like I said, 2 years ago, I was young. I was interacting with a very famous person, you know, at that time. And now because I'm probably on top even, I'm really, really trying to take care of my brand and myself, and more than anything, like just my reactions to things, you know. I'm just trying to like limit a lot of things because yes, I have reacted differently in situations based on my age. I just felt like I'm allowed to react how I want to react, but now that I understand that I'm a full brand, it's gonna be very different. So, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. I like you said that you're on top now, because in the 6th tape you weren't on top.
Yeah, but and I mean, honestly, the way I'm saying this boldly, because he needed to lick that to make himself trend. So that says a lot about me.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, quick question.
That says a lot about my name.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
But then he would be owning his parts, though, if he really wanted to, like, trend as well.
Sorry?
I'm just saying he would be also owning his parts.
To say that, yes, that's me.
Yeah, that's me. in order for him to also be like acknowledged?
You know, I think he knew that when he posted, I was gonna say it's him. Literally him, based on my past and me having to expose like names and certain things. I think he generally knew that even if he puts it in a different way, somehow his name will come out. So he was very smart on that one.
Okay.
So yeah, it's not me that made him trend, but he knew what he was getting from this.
Cyan, I've got two questions. Like, were you squirting? What was going on? Why was it so wet?
She said yes.
Oh, she said yes.
I am a very passionate squirter. I squirt.
Oh, passionate squirter. Gosh.
Stop it. They violent.
It was not anal. What's the kakenya, you know?
What's the second question?
My second question is, so that we are not shocked like we were, how many sex tapes do you think you have out there? Meaning, because you allowed him to take a tape, are there any other guys you did, therefore we shouldn't be surprised if a certain number of them drop?
100%, he is the only one, and I'm going to say this again, is because he demanded it because he just saw a lot of squirts. And I was young. I allowed that because he was too famous. And I felt like if I don't like let him do that, I mean, you know, he's probably going to turn me down. So I am boldly saying I do not have any sex tape. That's why I was sure that it's definitely him.
Yeah.
Did they use a condom? All.
No, there was no condom.
There was no condom. You saw there was no condom. You act like you don't watch sex tapes. Naga's wife. You watched sex tape. There was no condom. And also, did you guys test before having sex? Because there was no condom.
What kind of question is that, man?
Yeah. Said, it's a
who test? Do you walk around with the HIV test?
No, you get them in clicks. They're 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's a valid question.
No, it's a valid question.
Oh, you have sex unprotected. You don't test it.
I can't hear you guys. Can you repeat that?
Sorry, no,
that's a valid question, though.
Oh, ask the question. You couldn't hear you.
Okay, we noticed there's no condom used, and some of us previous in like we would have unprotected sex after testing. Did you test? It's a valid question.
I can't tell you guys. Can you just say it for the last time?
Did you guys test before having unprotected sex?
Oh, no, not at all. That guy is definitely beyond irresponsible. Hey, so we didn't at all. It was just like a quick pass. And we just never ever met again.
Okay, no, but cool. But Sian, in closing, man, this too shall pass. This has happened before. I mean, Faith and Katie, her thing leaked.
Yes. Facing Katie. Yeah, she's still saying Unketi blind.
Guys, that doesn't make anything better because at least I love one of the private parts of Facing Katie. Me, like, it was just, you know, like, yo, it's so different. I feel like it's so different. Everyone is trying to encourage me by saying it has happened to Katie, Katie is over. But you guys didn't see much from her video. You know? You guys even had to see me squirt. Some people had dreads, the same gushy.
Cyan,
bro. You haven't wanted to take your life, though, ne?
No, please don't.
You haven't wanted to take your life, ne?
No.
Nah, definitely not over Chris KB. Maybe someone else.
Oh, okay. Yeah, someone with the biggest podcast in Africa, maybe. Cyan, okay, on a lighter note, good things, you're doing amazing well. What's going on in your life right now? What can people look forward to?
Yeah.
I am definitely beyond booked and busy. I'm so excited for this that it even once, like, it pushes me to try and, like, drop a song. So, McD, you need to help me again. You remember the last time I came to a podcast? I said any producer that wants me to add my name on the song.
Yes.
on any song. Mm. I don't mind doing that because, you know, I'm not into music like that.
Mm.
But besides that, I am opening my official salon.
Oh, on my nice.
Beautiful. Clean or shaven? Which one?
Yeah, do you have a barber? Do you have a barber at this salon? Do you shave?
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's what I've been focusing on the entire time. Mm. But yeah, I hope for better things in the future. Like, you know, besides the drama, I just wish I could train for just being me, doing my work, being a co-founder of a very big foundation.
Beautiful.
We give out to the community all the time. I've never trended because of that. So I really just hope for the best. But yeah, that is my vision and my goal for now.
Dude, when you post on Instagram, how many views do you get?
Like,
when you
I don't post check on... a lot though.
Yeah, how many?
Like, I don't check, but I'm
Instagram
not,
story.
Bro, guess how much sign Buji gets on the Instagram story?
How many views?
500k one day.
Wow.
Am I lying, Cyan?
You actually not lying.
That's insane. I've never heard of that, bro.
That's crazy, bro.
Yo.
500K. Shout out, Shine Bougie.
I've got a new album.
Life,
can
bro.
You, can, I've got a new album. Can you post it, please, ne?
I got you, but you know you gotta pay a fee, bro.
Cyan Bougie, love you long time, man. All the best, all right?
Wait, did Prince KB slide in your DMs? How did you guys get the initial contact?
She said he hit up in the DM.
Yeah, he did. Oh, slide in my DMs. He saw it
in Cape Town.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up, man.
Shout out to you, Cyan Bougie. We love you long time, all right?
We love you, ne?
Thank you, guys.
All right,
thank
cheers.
You so much.
Cheers.
Cool, Cyan.
Fuck, man. Shout out to her, man. She's taking it like a champ, bro.
I think she's old.
Yeah, she was taking it like a champ.
Yeah, she's old.
What?
I saw.
We are done talking to her. Talking to her is in the past tense. And she was taking like a champ. Why is that foul?
Fuck, man. What kind of...
Hey, man.
What kind of mental thing do you think this does to... Because she's young, bro.
It's bad. You know why? Because, number one, right?
Bro, I can't hear you properly. Why can't I hear his mic properly, bro?
You can. Mic is right in front of my nose.
There we go. Yeah.
Spirit, are you okay? Are you doing the things okay?
Yeah, now I can hear you properly, yeah.
You can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Number one, I do sympathize with her, right? I see the whole unshaven thing, whatever, cool. But okay, but the thing is, bro.
Hey, man, we need to...
we all have sex tapes.
We need to ban striped posts in this building, man.
It's a problem, man. No. My thing is, we all have sex tapes, right? And... I'm hearing grunts and murmuring from the background. We all do. You have a sex team. You.
Bro,
if you're a woman, it's worse because you may not even know of the sex tape. And that's the truth. You go to a nigga's house, you find a laptop with a MacBook with a green button and they're shining. We're recording.
I'll tell you a crazy story, man.
Yes.
So before I met Naledi, I had a hard drive with all like my sex tapes.
How hard? What's your drive?
So
to get inside.
So I have my hard drive, man, with all my exes.
Yeah,
this bullshit of hey, I'm raping. What?
Yes, because you want proof. Remember who was exonerated based on that? Was it Neymar? The girl accused him of rape. Gandhi got a sex tape, and it shows it was consensual.
So my man. So now the other day I go to my hard drive. Hey, block. Hey, it's gone. But I can't go and ask my lady, hey, t-shirt. So we've never spoken about it. It's like, it's in the air. It's in the air. Because I can't ask her, baby.
Now, my question is...
Man, you can't ask your wife. Hello, wife. That I proposed to last week. Are there sex tapes? Each turn of my hard drive.
I
Hey, she rocked me there. Ah, she rocked me.
You can't ask your wife.
You can't, my man. What do I say?
Do you see my sister? The dog's died. With the other woman. But I would.
So did you unless record every sexual encounter?
Conflicting.
Huh?
Did you record every sexual encounter?
Not every, but there was a lot. Like, I had a lot there. And she deleted it, man. Fucking hell.
I know that I know the folder. I get you, I understand you. And also, if the timelines are conflicting, this one is from last week. The 16th from last week. It was from 10 years before you met her. Ah, it's fine.
Mm.
You can ask her, hey, do you do it, man?
But you can't be keeping
it's before
such
I met you.
Yeah.
I was from last week.
No. It's all like old stuff.
So why don't you ask her? Because it's before you met her.
Ah, bro, how do you start that conversation?
Let me tell you something, right? A lot of niggas, nah?
Mm.
Women also like sex tapes, like as much as you do.
Mm.
So if it's old, you can ask her, hey, I had sex tapes before I met you. I can't see them. Where are they? You can. Before I met you. If the timeline is conflicting, you can't ask. Mm. You are trapped. But if it's before, you can ask.
Mm. What are you saying, Ghislaine?
And you can propose of your own.
Can't you remember?
You can't remember what?
Yeah, what you... I'm
the
lost.
Folder.
The folder is probably named schoolwork or something. Normally it's work or schoolwork. That's where you'll find the folder and the stuff.
But anyway, you were saying yes about
But I was saying that, like, it's sad because normally when you take a sex tape with someone, which we all have, that's where I was, which we all have, and I do not want lies and
even Zozo.
Arguments.
Zozo, no. Why are you so quiet?
Zozo has got a sex tape.
Coming at you live from Mashabela Studios.
Yes, Mashabela Studios, live. We're in Mashabela Studios. The niche is in the studio. That's how Mashabela we are. We have the blood in the studio. We all have sex tapes, and when someone takes a sex tape, it's within an environment of trust, an environment of you won't betray me and drop it. Because in South Africa, it is, let's be honest, it's revenge porn. And revenge porn is illegal.
Exactly.
And apart from it being illegal, it's just not cool, man. You know what I mean? You're showing someone who, not in science Puji's case, I don't know if she does have a kid, but if I drop a sex tape, it's someone with a child or children, a family, who's a manager at work, who's responsible for a lot of people's lives.
Mm.
And me wanting to hurt them, you're hurting a lot of other people just based on the fact that you're hurting her dignity.
Mm. You
know what I mean? So it is not cool. We'll make all the jokes like, yeah, she's got dreadlocks down there, but it's a chaman that only eats meat and stuff. Mm. But it's still your like it's someone's life, bro. You know what I mean? And they trusted you to take that tape. Mm. I mean, I've had the sex tapes.
Yeah, you showed us one.
Yeah, I think genuinely.
Hey, I showed you
on the podcast. You don't remember?
Oh, I showed Colin Ferrer to judge. Yeah, but I did, and I would never drop that. You know what I mean? Look, it's someone's face, man. It's a mom.
Mm.
It's a mother. So there was still a huge betrayal element there, which is fucked up. Truth be told.
I think, honestly, I think this is just now for just individuals out there, is that when you are in a relationship and you're just, whether it's just a one night or we're just vibing and all of those, you should just never, ever go that far and just recording yourselves. You know, I think it's a no-no. No, like...
You don't have a sex tape with your husband?
No, that's what I'm saying. If it's someone you're vibing...
You didn't answer. Do you, yes or no?
No.
So you're telling us this is the first shoot of the day. You are in your first shoot. Oh, what a boring marriage.
I don't
want to get married. You'll stay with married. You will stay. I do not want to get married.
Look at me.
I'm looking.
Okay.
You don't have
think to... about it. I'll let you decide and it's okay. But all I'm just saying is that for people, for instance, I feel like even at that age, Sion could have just told Prince KB that no, don't not take a video.
No, but she said she was young.
She was overwhelmed.
But I think, dude, Prince KB a few years ago was the biggest superstar in the country.
No, he was.
Also.
He was.
So can you imagine her position?
I get it.
Well, we saw it. It's on her back, but...
I get it. But at the end of the day, for you to be making decisions to go that far, it means you're making hardcore decisions. You understand? This is not just a random, should I buy ice cream or not? It's, I am undressing and I'm going to have sex. So therefore, what I decide must be mature.
Yeah,
even for a 19-year-old, even for whoever.
Fetchik, what are the Bantwisis saying about this?
Tell us the Bantwisis.
I just wanted to understand from Ghosty's perspective. You know, sometimes as people, you want to try out that wild side.
Yes.
And at that moment, I don't know, but your train of thought is not there. You sometimes think about things later on. So in such a case where there's a camera and you're excited, you're fangirling, you want this person to call you back. I mean...
And Tato is a camera guy after all.
Yes. Never loses focus. We've seen him.
Okay. Anyway. I get.
Tata, it's sex tape. You're number tripods, boy.
I number. Oh, I number tripods. You are. Oh, yeah. He's very happy. He lighting it up.
He lights.
Yeah, he lighting night. Shang and lightning.
I know nothing of this.
Already now.
I know nothing of this nature. But anyway, I just wanted to know that in the heat of things, I mean, not all of us squirt. I don't think all of us squirt. So how do you then take judgment to it? Because I think the safest thing was for him to share it. But she was a fangirl and she could have wanted him to call her back. I mean, she was a squirt and she said she's passionate with it. So,
amen.
With honesty, I think like a lot of young ones who, or just people in general who are watching and saw this thing, like saw her, they should be able to say, okay, I don't need to learn this for myself just by watching and seeing what happened. Therefore, I can not put myself in a situation like this. Because I also believe that you don't have to go through every problem yourself. Sometimes by observation, then you decide,
Oh, definitely.
Yes, you know. So I'm just saying a lot of people, a lot of young ones must be able to take from this situation like, okay, I must never allow someone to take a video of me in this situation.
Even if it's you're married.
No, I'm not talking about... That's different. I'm talking about people who are vibing, your first time, you can't have casual sex.
This
is just a, casual sex, basically.
You can't trust someone. Unless you're in a solid relationship, you
Thank
can have
you.
Sex tapes.
Like, yeah, then you keep
sex
those.
Tapes are,
yeah.
There's a healthy element to them.
Sometimes you just want to watch yourself and see...
Yeah,
okay.
What have you learned? What have you learned from your sex tapes?
Mahesh, when you saw Sayed...
Like you must arch your back.
You was thinking of how you can cut it. Money tender, my age.
Oh, what have you learned, Mash, from your sex tapes? One lesson. To switch positions earlier. You know, what have you learned from your sex tapes?
It has helped him perfect his craft.
He's not ready.
He's like, to trim the edges.
I've got a manager here, and you're not taking me serious. I brought a manager.
Anyway, we're 45 minutes in, and the title right now is just Sign Bougie.
Are we 45?
Yeah.
Oof,
that's the title right now.
And that's who's talking about Sign Bougie.
Oh
goodness gracious me. That's bad.
What did you want to talk about, Doug?
Oh, fucking hell. What did I? Oh, yeah, Mnige. You know the drama.
Tell us.
So, Mnige, the song, the hit song. Remember I mentioned that they sampled Tuzin. He had a song with the Mnige, lyrics, right? And it's a sample. And then, obviously, Tyler ICU and the guys sampled it. It turns out he, Tuxen, Kala Tuxen, sampled a song from a guy named Gwal from the Eastern Cape. And he did that illegally. Therefore, the guy of the original song, which has the Ike, dim nigga song, is Kwal. And he then obviously has a claim to the nigga that we know today. Mm. And there was a legal thing happening between
Didn't
them.
Did you say that Kwal wanted Dlala Thukzin to do a remix?
Kwal wanted Dlala Thukzin to do a remix. You're right. And Dlala Thukzin, there were conversations of the... And I love Dlala Thukzin. He's like one of the best DJs in the country. And there was a conversation there. And amid that conversation, he blue-ticked the guys and didn't respond to anything after a certain period and just posted the song and dropped and released the song without the permission of the originator, which is Kwal from the Eastern Cape. I think it was a Qom song. And now, obviously, Kwal has claims to Nige because it's his sample. Wow. They sampled his song and Dlala Thukzin's song.
So he's eating both ways.
Yeah. And I think they settled it. Maybe let's call Kwal.
Let's call him.
Do you have his number? I sent you, no? I sent you Kwal's number.
Are you following with this ghost lady?
Yeah, I'm confused.
Why are you confused?
Yeah, yeah, I'm just enjoying Mnige, and then...
When you have a hit. When you have a hit.
Hit is a hit. Hit, man.
Give each other. Ask me, I know.
Hey, Alpam. Why are we talking about Alpam? We're talking about Alpam.
Yeah.
After that. Hey, Alpam.
We're coming for you for your album.
Send me the number, bro.
I sent it in the content creators thing.
Content creators?
What's our
content? Oh, Kwal, yeah.
Kwal.
Got it.
It's called Kwal Voice Line.
Yeah.
Okay. Call him, because I did tell Begu, his manager, that, my nigga, I'm going to call you now.
Yes, sis. Hey, but that song is massive.
You! Nigga.
And without that, there is no...
it's something nigga, boy. The composition is beautiful, and we accept it. Mara.
Without
nigga. Nigga.
Who is the chick singing there? We'll ask Kwal.
We'll ask.
But I can't...
Because I thought it was... what's this lady, man? We had on the show before. Moonchild.
The Ike.
Yes, it sounds Moonchildy. Like...
Enda, what do you mean? Enda.
Hello?
What do you mean?
Awe,
my dog, you live on the podcast and chill. Ghost ladies here, Zozo's here.
Kwal!
Awe.
Bro, please break it down for us, man. What's going on with the Mniga song, bro?
Yes, please.
Yo, my guy, yeah. Thanks for finding me, otherwise. Firstly, my guy, yeah, let me appreciate the assistance from the people of Uganda.
Get to the point, my man. Yeah, we get it. Yeah, get to the point.
Yeah. Okay. Number one, the song was sampled Nothing on my arm, which is Ulanuka Undia Chola, I guess, featuring this in 2019. So I met Ulanuka Uluyolo Beku along with Ulanuka E. Illegal Thing, which is in Mulasani, which is Uluyolo Mosweza, Ulanuka E. the Republic of Finland. Yabo. So, by television and mentioning, and it was, make actually very smooth. Nothing ends again wrong or anything. Like, very smooth. Like, it seems like mannequin. You can't get house or anything. Like, you have a trend, and both parties, maybe common ground, so that's a hit. Yabo. You need to be easy, guys. I'm going to talk. Yabo.
Is that it?
Kwal.
Yeah.
You made a song. Dlala Thukzin remixed the song or sampled the song. What happened there? Let's start there. Did you give him permission to remix the song? Was it signed and remixed it? Because without his remix, I think Tyler ICU and them wouldn't have known of Mniga as the song. So what happened between you and Dlala Thukzin?
Thukzin did the remix, né? And then after a cooking moment, and then we spoke, and then Zanga did there, like on paperwork.
You must never find the last paper, I guess.
Yeah, Zanga did there, you won't get paperwork, because that's like, okay, so this is the percentage we like the speaker in terms of royalties, and then Zanga Pika to Yongi paperwork. So it's him yam of which it pays Gualanole and also the publisher's brand. Yabwa.
And then the Tyler ICU, have you reached out to the guys? What are they saying?
Big now, yes. When you reached out to them to say this is my song is sampled, what did they say? How did that go?
Okay, I see. When the song was out, I sent him a DM on Facebook, TikTok, everything. And then after a few days, and then the guy wanted my number. And then after that, I spoke to the management. And then, it started from there.
So have you been paid for them sampling you?
No. It's process. It's good to you, for example.
Is it settled, though? Do you have an amount that they are paying you? Is it settled? Sampling your song.
So, like, there's an amount that we are going to get and percentage you. In terms of copyright and everything.
If Netflix puts the song on a movie, you as Kwal, the originator of the lyrics of Mnige, are going to get something.
We're going to get something.
Nice.
Okay. I thought Leon and David got something that you like podcast.
So Kwal, what's the name of the original song? Because there's obviously people who want to hear the original. What's the name of your original song that created this madness?
The original song, is Liajola Haike.
Liajola
Haike.
And then who's the lady singing?
Yes.
The lady singing that beautiful part. Her name is Sikanyiso.
Sikanyiso. Wow. Oh, Sikanyiso. Bangosi. Oh, Lalabulela.
Number one.
Sikanyiso.
Yo, Lalela. Too much.
You never thought it'd be this big, ne?
Bro, like for real, even like I was pushed by a band because I was like, no man, it's just a remix. They're not gonna put it out there, you know.
Wow.
So let me just wait. Maybe the guy, like after a while, Uza will reach out to my guy. I never knew my guy was gonna be this big. Shout out to Tyler. Yo, nice song.
Shout out to Tyler.
Yo, he's nice song. I love that song.
In the ICA.
Yeah, don't you have other hits there, my man?
My brother. We are doing another hit as we speak right now.
Let's hear it. Can you play us a bit? Let's hear it, my dog.
I can't play it now.
Just a snippet, my man. No one listens to this podcast. Relax.
Five people, dog, who are living with their mothers.
Come on, bro.
In their granny's home.
I can't, bro.
You did such an amazing work, man. And I think the whole country is just happy to see you as the originator. Shout out to you. And shout out to you for following due process and getting people, lawyers, people who know the game to get what's to you, because
Zozo loves the song. It's her favorite song.
Yeah. The way she dances to it, Zozo, like she does a thing when she's like doing push-ups, and then like her boobs are touching the floor,
and then
she's up the next second. Do it, please do that. She's incredible at it, bro.
Yeah. Damn, man. Thank you.
Why are you laughing, Kwal? Do you know who Zozo is?
Huh?
Why are you laughing? Do you know who Zozo is?
I don't know who Zozo is.
So why are you laughing?
That's why I can imagine. You know what I'm saying?
Shut up, Kwal!
I know you guys. You guys are making it happen.
Shout out to you, man. Thank you so much, Kwal.
Kwal, shut up, bro.
My guy.
Yes?
And also, the last podcast, this guy did, which, mentioned a lingo, man. I sent Umekji, a DM on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm not on social
media. He's not. It's Fact Checker runs, guys, Fact Checker is the one running Mac Cheese account.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so yeah, it's, yeah, it doesn't get to him.
Ask Keith, please.
Sorry.
Ask Keith.
Kwal, one last question, Kwal, ne?
Yeah, bro.
The guys of Tyler ICU, before the deal you settled on, which is a particular amount, and obviously the royalties that follow from all the income generated from the song, because normally, you know, this industry people, they normally try to see if you're hungry or not. What deal did they give you before you agreed on the main deal? What deal did they try to get away with you initially? Is there an amount they said, he's hungry, take this amount and we'll go?
Oh, okay. No, no. Maybe such a thing. Like, as long as it's specific, but like, okay, this is the amount that any mega you want.
In
1,000,
2,000.
Yeah, 10,000.
Yeah.
Just to think you're
a
hungry guy
from Eastern Cape. I have a lot of people who like,
No, because a lot of guys have been ripped off. They've been paid 5,000 for a big song. And then they realize later, yo, it's a big song now.
Cuba.
Cuba. Did they not try those stunts on you?
Yeah, I think it was a few years back, man. It was about a song. In a little messy one, Nalena, Yavomara, Yona Zangi, the peak. Yeah, because they gave me about $1,000.
Who gave you $1,000?
Hey, oh my God, I think it's for another episode, not now.
Kwal. You're never going to have another episode. Relax.
We're not going to have another episode. You must have another heat. We'll have another episode, but this is the only episode. No. You must say everything now.
Just keep it down.
Okay, check. There's this song, Engayen Zayo, back in 2016, Kamala in Kiliwe. Kamala in Kiliwe, and there's a friend of mine from Cape Town, Ubiza. And then he remixed the song, man. And then after that, like, he sold Leango to Abanya Band. And I was so hungry, bro. And I was like, yeah, man, it's happening. Yeah,
but who did
and
you
then,
go to?
After a few years, I was like, yeah, damn. I'm not putting money up. I'm not telling you money, but I'm calling because that song didn't make much money.
Yeah, all right, Kwal. Thank you so much, man. We'll see you in the next episode. All right.
Shout out, Kwal.
I'm
just glad you got your money's worth on this nigga thing because you planted the seed that created the monster that's nigga today.
Do you think nigga can rival Hibari?
Hibari?
Yeah.
National Anthem?
No. No.
There's only one so, guys. Them boys in. Jerusalem came and went. Yeah. Nigga is not gonna.
How did Hibari become big? Because there wasn't a viral TikTok back then.
Yes, Hibari, man. So back then, when you bought Fruity Loops, which is called FL now, it's a music making software, right? And when you get that, it's special because it's got demo versions of songs that were created using FL. So it's essentially you buy the software or download it illegally, but either way, the package comes with songs that are demo versions of what is doable on FL Studio. And one of the songs that are there as demo versions is Aaliyah's Try Again by Timbaland. First you don't succeed. It's Try Again.
Yes, Try Again.
So that is the version. And all of us didn't buy FL Studio. I can rest assured. Even the producer of Mkharimbe, it's always in our studio. So that nigga, because we just listen and, this is what you can do with it. We create our own beats. He took that beat, slowed it down, pitched it to whatever.
Yeah, but how did it become big, bro? It went viral before
Taxis.
TikTok.
But you dropped they recorded the song on that beat. You drop I'm a taxi. Generally, that was a formula then. Drop it through taxi ranks, I'm a taxi. Then it became big. And also, it's a hot fucking song. So I'm not sure there
thing. Radio but wasn't playing it.
Played it a lot.
Yeah, radio wasn't playing.
No, it. But taxis played. There was a culture of just dropping stuff to taxi guys.
Quantum music.
Thank you. Taxi music, like boom, boom, heavy on the bass, right?
Yeah.
They then dropped it called the taxi.
Let me go through
and
some
guy,
stories.
And the guy has passed away now. The guy who
for
made,
real?
Yeah, the guy who made Mkharimbe's
no
song
way.
Passed away now.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah. I forgot the producer's name. He passed away now.
Damn.
Who?
Teppo.
You know, he passed away. Yeah.
Damn.
He's definitely gone now. Wow. He's gone now.
Let me go through away. Some stories, man, because we can't just have Cyan Bougie as the...
Teppo. And Gwal. Literally don't have Gwal with us. Which was long,
is
long
this,
hair.
Is this another wrongful rape accusation? Dr. Mbuyiseni Ndlovu of the EFF
Whoa.
And News 24, Daily Sun, squared off in court this week.
Whoa.
Ndlozi is suing Media 24 for defamation after Daily Sun published a story about a woman who falsely accused him of rape and later turned out to be a case of mistaken identity.
Me.
Jeez, that didn't take, didn't pick up that story, ne?
That's it. Why didn't we know about it? Number
it
one, we don't
did.
Know about it.
It kind of
oh,
did.
It kind of did.
Yeah.
Did it? I'm hearing it from you, Mac.
Yeah.
Because I think he contacted, yeah, he had to, like, he wanted, he was wrongfully accused as in there was a situation. I think they were in a hotel or a certain penthouse in Sandton, and this girl got raped. Allegedly got raped,
man.
And then pinned and said that he was the perpetrator. Mm. But unfortunately, or luckily for him, he was able to prove that he was not there.
Mm.
And therefore, they said, then therefore, the police released a statement saying that he was not even in the vicinity. He was wrongfully accused or labeled as the rapist. So
hectic.
At least he was able to, yeah.
He was able to protect himself. So,
yeah.
What happens to the person?
It was
who
a,
almost
it was
ruined
a
his life. What
identity.
Okay, yeah, but what happens to her now?
No, I think
because she
case
almost
of
ruined his life.
Mistaken identity, so they're still looking
yes.
for the right person.
But what happens to her for accusing someone falsely?
She made a mistake. A,
yes, yeah. But what happens to her for that mistake?
That's a mistake. We all make mistakes.
It's maybe
bro,
you
if
look,
someone,
no, no,
okay,
so,
okay.
So
he
actually,
was lucky. He
wait,
was lucky
wait,
to
wait,
prove
wait.
His
so,
presence at a different place at that time, right? His life could have got ruined. So what happens to the mistaken person?
I think it was a place that they also frequent, and it was automatic. Like when she described the person, they thought, oh, it must have been Mbuyiseni Ndlovu.
So if when, he so, if he couldn't prove that he was not with her at that hour.
Nansem effects.
Then what happens to him?
Nansem effects.
What happens to him if he couldn't prove?
Eskalam effects.
Okay. From the looks of things, from the article that I'm reading, which is funny because it's from the Daily Sun, apparently the mistake was with the publishers. They're the ones who then stated that it wasn't Ndlozi. So it was a mistake within them. But they did state that they're willing to pay a fine of 120,000 and they also going to revoke what they stated on the
retract the story.
On the story.
So that's what happens to them.
Yes.
Because the mistake was not with the accuser, but Daily Sun or
so,
whatever Sun.
So Amanda Dupont owes me 120,000.
Hey, good question. No, no, what's happening with that case?
No, Akiri, she knows powerful people, so they squashed it.
How so? Because you press charges.
Yeah, we press charges.
Like, she attached you to rape.
Exactly.
You
and
never
to
raped
this day,
anyone.
Nobody has come out.
Yes. Mm. You she attached your name
to rape.
And made it synonymous to rape.
So we went ahead with Tanya. You know Tanya, a lawyer.
Yes.
Tanya, yeah,
we
yeah. yeah.
Ahead,
shout out, Tanya.
Followed procedure. And then all of a sudden, just got squashed.
Squashed how?
Like the prosecutor or the whatever was meant to make it proceed just stopped it.
No. And why didn't you go forge forward with justice?
Ah, man, I got other things to do, like, you know, Simpiwe needs to
get his blowjob in peace. No, man.
You have more
no.
1.5 to
a
make.
Whole person made you synonymous, your brand,
yep.
for rape.
Yep.
And for me, she must face the music.
Mm.
It may not be Jup Jup's catalog,
ah, bro,
but she must face
it.
The music.
She squashed it, bro. She squashed it.
How though?
She knows the people that are in charge of these cases, man. What do
no.
you mean?
No, why are you giving her so much power?
Yeah,
oh,
good question.
On.
Hey, Kai, yeah, is this you?
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on, guys. What did you say?
She did right by going after Juju.
Take her to the cleaners, bro.
You know?
But like, no, man. People, listen.
But what if she owns the cleaners, dog?
Which cleaners?
Come on, you have more money than Amanda DuPont. Come on, man. You're McG, bro.
Come on, guys. Oh. It's whatever, man. It's over now. Zozo, is you over? Believe?
Is there justice? Are you happy? Did you get paid? Did something must happen? Are you happy with the with the settlement?
No, I'm not happy, but it just seems like admin and time but and guys, the system is against me.
People cannot just go out there and say and attach anyone's name and likeness to rape.
She's just not people, bro. She knows very powerful people.
But guys, you can't do that. Like, you can't just say rape. If Saul has raped you, send it. You know what I mean? That's so foul. And it does a lot of detriment to your ability to make money, income, and your reputation. No one in this country should be allowed to say, just imagine, I just go, if you've been raped by so-and-so, send me emails. Because you're already saying this person is a rapist. Mm. That is a foul allegation. No matter how hurt you're feeling at the moment you record the video, and no matter how emotional you are, that is foul. Like, it's completely foul. Your kids have to watch that one day.
No, I don't think.
Can I just please?
You don't think what?
Based on Saul's point, I agree with Saul. If we had an article that stated that, honestly, Mac did not do this, you know, that resonated, or removed you from the situation, exonerated, thank you, from the situation, then it will be better, you know? Mm. Because there are people, when we invite them to the podcast or to give their opinions, because I remember, I won't specify, but it was a lawyer's type thing, you know? I wanted them to just comment on a specific thing that involves human rights. Mm. And when they discovered that I was working for the podcast and I wanted them to speak on the podcast, they said they can't come and speak on the podcast. They named various things, you know.
Including
one
Juju.
One of those is the comments that were made by Amanda. So I get the fact that you're saying you've moved on, but the people who heard the story, they still are keeping that information it's facts. So if we had an article that said or stated that Mac did not do this, then it makes a difference.
The least we expect is her coming on the same platform she used to disparage your public image and to drag you to just say I was wrong in doing X and Y and Z.
It's unlikely.
It's not fair that someone gets to do a live, a whole video on Instagram and then gets to apologize via lawyers or get squashed via back door. It's not fair, bro. Mm. It's completely, and I know you don't feel much for it, but it could happen to somebody else and not you.
Mm.
It could be somebody else. Mm. Like, me as a man now, I must lose my life because I got accused of something or I got attached to a behavior that I'm not even close to. So someone said, I rob people in the hood. When I just work hard for my family. And then I need to deal with that pain and that trauma and those consequences, material consequences of me being accused or my name attached to criminal activities when I've never committed
such. How would you feel if she went to another, one of the other shows?
Not cool,
in the channel?
Bro.
Sorry?
How would you feel if she went, Amanda, went to another channel in
it's not cool,
in the network?
Which one?
which show?
No, any. Like, any platform.
Or do you feel like she would rather come here?
Ah, man. Like, Dudu said, man, I'm over that shit, man.
At least when you can, you know, overcome it. But there's some innocent men out there who don't have the platform that you have or like, don't have the voice that you have, and they can't overcome it.
People that I care about know that I'm not that kind of person.
We all do.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man, never, you know?
So,
Zozo?
As a guy who is saying that you've been falsely accused of this by Amanda, as a guy who has been through that, how do you feel about it? How do you feel it affects you as a person? How do you feel it affects you as a brand?
Mm.
And how do you feel it affects you going forward? your future, considering that you have a daughter as well. And a son.
Well, until Saul raised what he said now, I never took it that deep. Because, like, people that care about me and know me and that I care about know that I'm not capable of that. So that was enough for me just to know that my mother knows that's not me, right? Yeah. The chillers know that's not me, right? You know, the people that I work with here know that's not me. And that for me was just enough. That's why even though when I saw that, because initially I was like, no, dude, she can't be doing that, you know? That's why we have to press charges and whatever. Mm-hmm. And it didn't come out the way I thought it would. And people were squashing it or whatever. I'm like, cool, no way, whatever. Because at the end of the day, the people that I care about know that I'm not capable of that. Mm-hmm. But after what you said, yeah, I do feel some type of way, bro.
Because it could be somebody else who doesn't hold the same views as you. Mm. And it could have more adverse effect on their life. Or like my daughter
sees that video.
Yeah. It could have more adverse, like, guys, we need to be sober and very careful when we want to attach people to certain things.
She's a feminist.
I can't just do a video now.
Because that video will be there forever.
Yeah, and yes. They attack her for that video and say, but your dad was labeled as this. So it would be...
It's fuck Amanda, actually. Dupont must say,
yeah, it's so cool, man. Like, honestly, it's fucking foul. But we'll move on. It's cool. But it's not fucking cool, guys. Don't falsely attach people to shit they have nothing to do with. It's just humanely not okay.
But also, if you have logic, you can tell, dude, like, what did I do, bro?
It's true.
What did I do?
That's true.
I was just doing an episode.
Like, you ask him questions, he answered. What did you do? Like, how are you the villain?
You got caught in the crossfire.
No, and you must know who the bullets are targeted in the crossfire. What did he do? And it's the same thing you asked, and you also, it's so beautiful. It's like, do I ask questions? Am I good at asking questions that people vent out certain things? Is that your crime? Because all you do is your job. You didn't say it.
And no one speaks about the fact that till this day, nobody has DM'd and said I raped.
Can she please tell us? Because she said she had a call out to people to say if you've been harassed and violated sexually by Mac G. She didn't say it verbatim,
and
but that's what she said.
Weren't you also labeled to that?
No. Uelele. Now I'm footing fucking lap because I've never violated anyone. You know, she asked. She had a call out. Until today, and I'm very sure if there was an inbox, it would have ran
100%.
All the public media houses would have ran at the first page, front page.
Until they did none.
No, she must come back with a statement saying these are the these are the people that came out. Maybe not name them, but yes, I have people who are saying that they were. For instance,
man, that's foul.
But she didn't get any.
Yeah. Our lives.
It's like, guys, I did not get anyone. Yes, that's I made a call out. Man. I did not get it, and I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sorry. It's not publicized enough. It's not there. To begin with, it's not cool, man. Like, you can't do that to people's lives, people who are innocently feeding their families. I can't just do a live and say, Amanda, bambing kunzi, in three. Because I'm a heist. I can't. You say, if Amanda go bambing a heist, go in three. I can't do that. It's foul. I genuinely can't.
Because you
just
know
because
recently...
she interviewed a nigga, Obama, my heist. I can't say, if Obama to point go Bambi heist, go enter a force law, go off rap, say, perimaris, go Bambi Kunzuna. I can't.
True.
And it's a question, an innocent question I'm putting out, but it's attaching her and
to a crime.
To a criminal behavior. I can't do that. It's foul. So cool, man. And people must be fucking sober when they put out statements. I'm so passionate about
Tanya poison.
It could have happened to anyone.
100%.
Not you. Anyone. It could happen. It's foul. It's not okay.
And my mom has to hear that justice. Shit. Imagine, my mom has to hear that shit.
Thank you. And your kids need to hear it, even though they know you're cool, pep, you're fine. It's not fucking cool, man. It's foul, bruh.
Hey, let's move on
Chup Chup did end up turning himself in and he got bail.
cool. That's what you should have done.
Sure. Not,
touch him, Masingendao. Touch him.
Which I applauded if she's going raped, after
it's
him.
Fine.
Exactly.
When we sympathize with that, she's raped.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yes.
We sympathize with
exactly.
her. Touch him.
But also, why is it the rape suddenly only was in her mind after the interview? Like, before the interview, it didn't happen.
No, no, but no, that's a violent question. No.
It's cool.
The
we don't get
triggered.
Victims and how they feel
yeah.
and when they feel okay to charge. Yeah, well, if they feel okay to charge after 7 years sharp, let them charge.
Yeah, yeah.
But charge the person who's supposed to be charged.
Because what we can't take away from that interview, even I and also as an observer, I remember from the beginning when it started, I literally said, you know what, Joop Joop, the way he's so cocky, this guy, the way he's talking, I was so put off. And I did not like the way he was carrying himself. So when Amanda came out, it was almost like, whoa, okay, this guy has presented himself and surely he has even been fucked, like, in his behavior, in whatever he does in secret. And therefore, it was like, okay, but she must go after him. It was just, it became a whole mess when now she started taking other names and did that whole, that's where she kind of like also made a mistake. Mm. Definitely, granted. Mm. But I think now seeing it that, okay, Joop Joop ended up having to turn himself in, the whole bail and whatever, the whole case that's going on. Mm. Okay, good. Now it's directed.
Mm. Mm. Former generation's actress Latoya Makene is rumored to being physically abused or beaten by her wife, Lebo.
What happened now?
The wife is beating up Latoya.
No, Latoya must go and find justice. She
no,
must
but
go
they
to,
denied.
To,
there
to
was
court,
there was a statement that
take
was released
her to the cleaners.
After, and obviously they denied. Like, it was not even from Latoya. There's a statement
wow.
where she just refuted everything that was said about this article because it was on the Sunday World, if I'm not mistaken.
So it's fake news.
And
yes.
It's fake news.
Not necessarily fake
so
news.
She didn't lay a hand in no on her.
No, she just denied. She just said it never happened and said that their relationship is good and there's no such.
Okay,
and if anything,
cool,
these damaging claims.
So, why did you move from there to there?
No, you know what? It's fine. If Latoya, if Umpazwake never laid a hand on her, that's fine. You know?
Yes.
If Bafu Mela and Uguti, then it's fake news because fake news is fake news. You know what I mean? Like, if Bahonabati, I got some big
but it was not the first time such an allegation comes. It was not the first time such an allegation comes.
Yes.
And also, it seems like from people who are close to them, they've spoken and said, this is something that happens.
Nah, that's cool.
But obviously, from the couple themselves, they've said no, but there are those alleged rumors.
No, we'll leave the couple. They're the source of the story.
Yeah.
If Agaza and Biggie Sang go to moon, it's fine. Yo, Nina, corrupt.
Fact check.
We need a new team, bro.
Except for me, now I'm an exception. But anyway, to explain it all, yes, the couple have released a statement denying the allegations. However, apparently there is a police report that states that there was a day where Latoya was escorted out of the family home.
She was escorted out of?
The family home. By the
police.
Yes.
Oh.
So there is a possibility that it could have been leaked by the police officers, but there's also a possibility that what the couple is stating is true and that there isn't such a thing as domestic violence in their home.
Nefsas!
Oh, hold on. Speaking on that, so you're going to continue the Nefsas. Pori, with the story, hey, it rhymes, with Pongola, he got offered a deal by the NPA to go and then deal with anger management stuff. And he said, no, I want my day in court.
That's crazy.
She accused me of, which brings me to, you just can't accuse people of shit and then legally not face consequences for it. Mm. It's just not foul. It's not fine. It's foul. So Pori said he wants a day in court.
That's insane. Because she withdrew the case.
Yes.
And then the NPA.
So we had, men are at the mercy of people just throwing cases at them. And if they don't stick or if they change their mind, us, we're just the unknowing, innocent parties in the whole thing. Well, with, innocent.
With I can't comment much because I don't know what happened. But
yeah,
him to say, let's go to court, that's crazy.
Yeah, because he's like, no. Because the thing is, the stain remains with him.
Mm.
The stench and the stink on his name and his brand.
It's not that loud.
It's party because it's got his support bases from the streets.
Mm.
But if it was Katlego Mabue, for example, or someone who's
Pops, or
someone who's in this in the industry and is gets a lot of support and love from brands.
Yeah.
So the stain is with you.
Yeah.
Your name.
Yeah, he's not reliant on brands.
Your name will always be synonymous to abuse or whatever he's been charged for.
My wife.
Baby, like Kim, I was
intending
to call you with my phone, so can you just say hi to them or something?
Ah, she's like, we're not calling you. Ah, you want more? It's her who's been calling.
Tell them I'm working.
The kids are 4 and they're 5. And she's missing the 4-5. Man, no kids are calling you mistakenly. Women are like that. I'm talking about phone now. It's you who's calling. We know. I could have went 2 episodes. We shot Zola early on. So,
Beautiful.
She's been gone.
Beautiful. Zola. NEFSA scamming students. What's going on with NEFSA?
Yes, what's going on, man?
We received an email from the office of the SRU at TUT pleading for assistance bringing to light to an issue with NEFSA's funds not being paid over for 2 months, leading to students facing eviction from their residential areas. Universities affected include TUT, UP, UFS, and Univen.
NEFSA faster. To attend to students' needs and especially disadvantaged students.
Yeah.
What? Are they paying money, not paying money, or they're paying money, students can't use the money. What's going on?
Hey, I don't know, man. Tibla, what's going on there, bro?
So what's happening? Tina, way back we were funded through a company. You'd get your money through a card that you go to buy food and whatever. So right now what's happening is that there's a new company that's giving student money. NSFAS is giving the company money so that they give the students. So students can't access their money. When they access their money, like on the first of any month, they say money's in.
Mm.
But when you go to the check to buy food or whatever, there's nothing inside. And when you check for your balances, they charge you like 12 rands or 10 rand like that. So it's been a thing. Some students are being defunded. Mm. You find that 2 years ago, you were attending school, but right now they say NSFAS is no longer funding you, and you don't know why. And
is it that Totti chick? Who's the lottery one, you know?
The one who got 17 million.
Nah.
Is she the reason?
Terry, is it Terry?
No, man. It's Mali. Her surname was something Mali.
No.
Terry Peto.
Nah, that's lottery, though.
She didn't steal the money.
Well, what does she have to do with NSFAS?
Oh, my man, she's everywhere. Ngapa.
Oh, I thought there's a chick who got accidentally deposited like a few millions in her NSFAS.
She went to prison, eh?
Nah, she didn't. She got charged. I know.
Yes, she got charged.
But isn't she supposed to face prison time even?
Mm. That's what I'm saying. She went to prison. Because the last time I heard...
Googling her. Sorry for being on my phone.
Mm.
Yes, oh,
give it to us, Fred Checker.
Her name is Sipongile Mani.
She was sentenced
for 5 years imprisonment.
5 years, ne?
Sipongile Mani.
Jeez, that's crazy. Eh?
Yeah, but also, I mean, you just see 5 million in account. You're an NSFAS account and you just spend it. It's crazy.
I thought you guys were going to bring up Nandi Pantava Vesta. How smitten they were.
Oh, guys, let's talk about that. As humans, we were born, designed, and meant to embrace love. We love love. That's why there's songs about Bonnie and Clyde. There are songs about we found love in a hopeless place. There are songs about love and just about love, regardless of the situation where you discover this love. And me and I come among a man. When I saw that, I was like, hey, they perform some wild ass crimes. He should be in prison, which he is, and I'm glad he's in prison. He's a rapist, he's a murderer. He should be in prison. But at the end of the day, love, man. And you just saw how they just like, yo,
forever, yeah, nah.
Forever, yeah, nah. Because Utando, Luke. Like,
yes.
Regardless in whatever position, it's, love is beautiful.
So this thing for me did two things, right? When I watched, at first, okay, first, them being together, even holding hands, it's almost like it says, you know what, guys, let's just forgive these two. Huh. And then the other part is, wait, you want to deny all of this and here you are holding hands. That means you did this all, you know, it's almost like, look, this is a living, this was a couple that literally acted on all these criminal acts together.
It's wild. You know,
so it's wild. But also it's like because of how we are and we just all, when we see love and present it to us, we just get all like, ah, man, shame.
Bayathandana.
Do you think they have a sex tape?
The thing is, you can never know for sure.
Is a trust thing. And those people, after all they've been through, exactly, and they're still in love with one another. Bayathandana.
Yeah.
She was smitten, eh?
She was so smitten.
Sure. She couldn't take her eyes off it.
Basenkantolo, it looks like he's still courting her.
Oh, man, they looked so cute. You can't, you know, you couldn't deny it.
Okay, I'll get that one when I watch
court,
the show.
Court.
We've been recording for 3 hours.
Hey, it's been pants, Kalo. Katala, my pants. Katala. Nandiba, Katala. She's still there.
Yeah, man.
Forever, yeah, nah.
Anything else you want to add, my dog?
I normally write things on my phone.
Anything I was you touched by a story by Usibu Mbanza. Did you see?
Oh, I heard.
Oh, man. I've done this.
Just break it down for people that don't know him.
Okay, so Usibu put a, oh, he's a YouTuber, you know, fellow YouTuber.
The OG,
well,
not just
the
YouTuber.
The OG.
No, he's the OG. He's one of the pioneers of
the YouTube culture. Yeah.
Content.
I know, he was one of the first that I watched, that you know, like when, my, when I got into YouTube. And so he put out a video and he's just recently lost his mom to a gun shooting. So what was happening is that his mom's, obviously they're back home, it's Cape Town where they come from. And his mom was taking, I think his mom is a teacher and was also taking his nieces and nephews, I think the, her grandchildren to school because she's also going to work. And then when they got to a stop, like a robot, a cop got cut them off and then a gunman came and just shot at her and she died like immediately.
And he's raising funds to try to get
He was raising funds because now they have to, like, for the funeral to take place. The mom is from Mpumalanga and they want, the family wants to take her back and get buried in Mpumalanga.
No, please put up his bank details.
No, actually there's a thank you, and apparently they got such an overwhelming support.
Also the money's there.
The money's there.
Okay.
Yes.
That's fine then. Yeah.
We'll keep your money.
Shout out to Swoo for...
But if you still want to give, you're welcome to...
What? We heard that. Okay, shout out to Swoo for being honest.
Yeah.
Because some people would drag it and then they'll get a surplus of the money they need.
It's Sibu.
Sibu.
Not
Swoo. Sibu Mbanza.
Not Swoo.
No. Sibu.
Swoo's our station.
Oh. Sibu is short for...
Sibu Siso.
And Sibu short for...
Oh, okay. We never thought of it that way.
Like, I'm confused, man. Yeah.
But that's how it's always... That's how his name is pronounced.
Sibu. Sibu. Sibu Siso. Sibu Sisiwe.
Sibu.
Okay, cool.
Shout out to him.
We see him. Shout out
to
him.
So, no, it was just a hurtful... And I think...
He's got the money.
They won't show... I would not show if it was linked to that... the Cape Town taxi strike. That is... A lot of people have also ended up, you know, killed because of this whole thing, you know? Yeah, but
Before we leave, man, shout out to Elegant Creators. They were our decor partner and did our grandeur booth at Sunbet. And also they had the flowers for
shout out to Elegant Creators. Yes.
I forgot to mention them last week. So you can contact them at info@elegantcreators.co.za and check them out on their social media. Social media. Hey.
Shout out to Elegant Creators. If they had an M before their name, we wouldn't have hired them. If they were Melegant.
Shout out to Joy. I know Joy's my girl.
Yeah, it's Elegant_Creators. ELGANT_Creators. And also, album of the year is finally
here. Yeah, we must talk about that. Yeah. It's beautiful, bro. The way you opened the album with Home.
Yeah.
That Home song.
And I did the artwork.
Ah.
On Canva.
What's up?
Why Canva?
Bro, what's up with that cover boy?
You have Black Studios. Like you could have asked Black Studios to help you. Why did you do that?
Bro, you don't like the cover.
No. Okay.
Oh, that. It's Bob.
Okay, let's explain the cover. If you have not seen the cover, the cover is a fingerprint, a thumbprint. Thumbprint. And then there's a turntable arm with that needle to the fingerprint.
Yes.
Then besides the fingerprint is you and
T-Man is it.
What's up? Take us through that thinking.
No, what's the creative process?
The music is a DNA of our soul. It's album cover of the year, that one.
The music is amazing.
Yes.
Outside was not. The design.
And I did it, guys.
You should have stopped at the podcast logo. You use Canva there. We all know that cassette lives on Canva.
You use Canva.
Yes, we all know.
But you can't Canva your whole career. So what's happening with
the music is in the DNA. Everybody has a fingerprint, right?
Oh my goodness. I told you.
So the arm.
Yeah.
So why didn't you do then a portrait of you and T-Man made up of your fingers, your fingerprints?
Exactly.
No, but man, I get it. You go on Canva and then I was like, I like this one.
That's the problem.
The template. Man. That cover, bro, it doesn't do justice to the music.
Yo, that's what I'm saying.
Just put a normal picture of you two and say, piano to
you could have made it coverless.
I agree.
Oh.
And then have some piano with your fingerprints made from the piano. Like that thing of turntable. And then there's a turntable, the needle is on the fingerprint.
You know,
and between the two of them, it's like.
Mac is that type who's like, no, it'll just put like literally sunshine. And you'll be like, what were you thinking? No, I was feeling bright. It represented daylight. Like, so, dude, you can go further.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's, hey.
So when you showed it to T-Man.
He agreed.
Utinian. Like, was he happy? Like, it's the one, yeah. How was his response?
Man, I must show you guys the other flies we had. Because we asked Shots. I asked Shots to do some stuff.
Tabang.
A whole designer. So you said no, you didn't like what he gave you.
Who did die, man?
And you decided to wing it yourself.
The only touches of the album was the cover.
You guys are sabotaging. You didn't like the name, first of all. Then
no,
I changed it.
Yeah. The name is beautiful.
No, you didn't like
it. No.
My first album, what was it?
Yanos and Chill would never had a problem with it.
No, what was the first? What was it going to call it?
Album of the Year.
No.
It's too much. Oh, no, you call it too much.
Yeah, that's weird. But the music is beautiful. For why?
It's too much. The music is too much.
No, that's the problem.
Nina Nintani Nyang Zonda Nina.
It doesn't work like that.
I told you, Mac. I
feel like you use the album to express how you really feel about it.
Mac, remember with It's Too Much. I said you must allow people to say it's too much. You can't be applauding yourself before you present.
Now they're going to say it's too much. Too many times.
Yeah.
Hey, it's too much. It's too much.
So look at the other. So there was this.
Oh, man. Let me see. Oh, hey, Mac.
So you're gonna share it, right?
Yeah, I'll share it. I'll put it up. That was that. And then just keep going, you'll see.
There's a piano there. There's you and him.
Yeah.
That's not true.
But it looks cheesy.
It looks cheap, but...
It looks cheesy.
It sends the message across.
Mm.
Hey, those
but Mac, you can also build on an idea. Hey. I believe, and then you're...
I think I scrolled too much. Ah. What is it?
You saw a tape.
No, I'm kidding. Nothing. Nothing. Hey, not next.
Oh, here's the other one.
Yeah, that one. I like it, but that font. No.
The font.
God, just put these up as he mentions them. Mm. Please send them to the guys so that the cheaters can see what you're talking
about. And then there was this one.
Oh, I didn't see that one, my boy.
Yeah. So my one, I think, is the best.
Yeah.
The power of music.
Ah, that's...
the name is the power of music. God, the name is the power of music. Anyway. But it's such a musical album. I take away the first song, Home.
Mm.
Pillar.
Amos.
Shout out to Amos, man. Love the boy. He's so talented.
Say Amos is crazy.
Amos is so talented.
Super. And that's just part one. There's because we're going to release 26 songs.
Please don't.
Yeah.
The thing is that the music industry right now is so convoluted and there's so many people dropping songs every Friday. And only a few people can drop so many songs. Kelvin Momo can drop 24 songs because Kelvin Momo unaband back.
Yes.
Kelvin Momo unaband back, guys. Like, and the yeet unaband back.
Yes.
If Kelvin Momo drops 30 songs, we will listen to 30 songs. We'll find a drive. We'll create a drive to Durban to listen to just 30 songs. You know what I mean? And if you've got 30 beautiful songs, for example, and you're not Kelvin Momo, it's a waste. Just drop 8 songs. Oh,
yeah, so there's part 2 coming as well.
Please, nice. Bro. Like, that makes sense. Don't drop too many
I'm actually
songs.
Going into studio now with the Siseka Kini guy. You know that guy? Siseka Kini, baby.
Oh, funny enough, I was speaking of Siseka Kini. So today I got stopped by a guy. He's like, I work at Travers Smile. Speaking of Siseka Kini. I got stopped by a guy who works at is it Monte Casino. You were at an event in 29.
Oh, at Monte, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he works at the toilet.
Yes.
And when you fall, you jump in queue with white people standing to go take a dump.
Yes.
So he's saying, make your oath before Kimal your cock.
So yes, I was small. So
you fall in line and you didn't pay him for his Malik Bosch. We call it Malik Bosch.
Oh yes, I remember that game.
He told me at the floor of my entrance at my apartment when I was entering the building. Like, come back to you, we call it Malik Bosch.
Hey man, close late. Anything you want to say?
Wait, in the men's bathroom, is it almost like so? When a man is going into the toilets, it's obvious you go to your kaka. You know, is it really?
Zozo's bored, guys. Let's wrap it up.
Zozo's
bored.
Okay.
So don't white people didn't know who you are.
No.
No one was going ka ka ka.
Because
it's like a pool.
Hey man, we out here, man. Shout out to my ash.
Yo, Mash got a manager. Yo, manager of Mash, come. Mash is a manager, guys. Our barber is a manager.
Oh wow.
Come. Oh, like you want to know what do you manage with the barber? Yeah, like, what are you managing when you manage a barber? Come. What is this, man? So you are managing my ash. What do you do for my ash, man?
Yeah.
Come. What do you do there for my ash?
No, just making sure that he comes for his appointment. Yeah, my ash is not. He's not just a brand. He's a brand. He's a business. Anton. Yeah.
And make sure that he cuts us for like 10 minutes.
Come, Maesh.
We are taking shortcuts.
People must see Maesh. People must see Maesh, man.
Yeah, people he's don't know Maesh.
He's got a beautiful store in Tembisa.
Tembisa. Yeah, this is Maesh.
Yes.
So,
yes,
bro.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Sit down, my man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us, where were you born? How did it start?
Come on. Don't do that. Come on, man.
Okay. We out here, man. Podcast and chill.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. Peace.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungo yigi, even when they ask you, how sabi ini? Do not fear, for if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.